I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Let's see. You guys remember that little game that came out that was like a huge hit and everyone loved it and no one hated it and it was like met with like amazing applause and you know, no BS. It was called Marvel's Avengers.
Let's see.
Oh yeah.
So they came out with this game and they were like, oh my God. This game has just been met with so much fucking anger from the fans and it just continues. So as you know, Spider-Man DLC was supposed to be in the game and it hasn't made its way into the game yet. And it's only going to happen on the Sony PS5. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they also came out and said that never, ever, ever, ever will you ever have pay-to-win mechanics in the game. So I think, we're almost a year from release now? And guess what they're doing? They're adding XP paid boosts into the game. So now you can pay to win.
I mean, XP boosts as far as like, because I feel like the time I've been playing it, there's been like unlocks, kind of like how Call of Duty does their like double XP tokens. I've seen them. They've given me those for free early on. Is that what you're referring to?
No idea. But they're going to be able to purchase consumables in the game, allowing characters to expedite their individual level growth in exchange for real world money. So.
I guess up until now, they were just selling costumes, right?
Yeah.
Because they did the different outfits, yeah.
Yeah, and they were charging an obscene amount of money for a fucking skin for a single-player game. Like, it's different if you're playing Fortnite and that's your jam and you've been playing it for fucking years and you want some cool skins and everyone's going to see them. Like, these skins should just be unlockable. It's a single-player fucking game. Like, get the fuck out of here.
They've got a multiplayer aspect to it. It's the Destiny.
Kev, no one plays it.
I don't play it, but I can't defend it. I'm just saying
it's the same level over and over again. Kev, get out of here.
I haven't played it. I'm still going through. I actually just finished the main story. I'm going through the Kate Bishop story now.
Yeah, because no one plays the multiplayer, Kev. There's no point to it.
Well, there you go.
So.
Doug, you play in the multiplayer?
I haven't played the game at all.
It's on Game Pass. I'd say it's worth checking out.
He has no time for that.
When?
Bullshit.
Yeah. Let's go back to the when.
I'm definitely, you know, even though they put out this hot garbage, I'm still going to play. I'm still buying the Guardians of the Galaxy game because that's getting rave reviews from people. And it looks like a fucking blast. And people are saying that they actually... It took the second game to get it right. So
good.
Yeah. Is it the same studio?
Same studio.
Interesting.
Which I wonder at what point was that just DLC that they were like, let's make a full game out of it.
Right. Let's see. Guess who's getting their own Marvel Disney Plus show? Please say everyone.
Yeah.
Cause that's eventually the answer. But yeah, Agatha Harkness is getting their own Marvel show.
Worth it. Good.
Yep. She was
Catherine Hahn is awesome.
I always want to do the Linkin Park thing when I hear her name. Catherine Hahn. You know, the way that that Mr. Hahn did the same intro in songs. It's been a while since you've listened to the albums. It's okay. But
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Nor do I.
Really?
Yeah,
in Linkin Park, in some Linkin Park songs, he has this like computerized voice, and he's like Mr. Hahn, and then it goes into the breakdown. Is like, I lost my mom. That's the song.
Linkin Park is completely different from what I remember. And I'm intrigued.
No.
I need to find out. I don't know any of that. So she's Mr. Han.
He's Googling it.
I am Googling it.
But are you Googling it because now you're also like, did I make all that up?
No, I did not, man.
Did I make that up?
This Linkin Park deep cuts.
I wonder if, maybe I did. No, I didn't.
Let's look up Catherine Han, Linkin Park.
Yeah.
She's done a collaboration.
We have a very special
right here. Ready? Here we go.
I'd like to introduce
I can't begin to explain to you how shitty that sounds over Discord.
Yeah, I was gonna say, all I heard, it sounded like a bad radio show. I couldn't really.
Oh, okay. Well, here, I'll put it in the chat. You guys can watch it at your leisure. But that's from Hybrid Theory, and it was the song is called "Cure for the Itch," and you'll understand why now. Every time I hear her name, it just goes back to that, and I say it in that way. So I didn't make it up.
Yeah.
I just have a really good memory about really stupid stuff that no one else remembers. That's all. So she's getting her own show. Fun. Oh! Jinxies.
Yeah. You owe me a Coke, bitch.
Oh, I'm no. Kidding. You owe me one.
No, but I said it first.
Damn.
It's almost like we finish each other's
sandwiches. No, that is exciting though. She's a good character, and I think it's funny that they won an Emmy or whatever for the song, her the Agatha All Along, mm-hmm. won a fucking Emmy for like best original song or some shit. It was like, yeah, because that song was stuck in everyone's head for fucking weeks, and then you have shit like TikTok where it's like that becomes a sound on TikTok, and then suddenly it's fucking. Like in every, everywhere. You're just scrolling through and it's on every fucking video.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's good.
That's promising too. Cause that's going to bring up like a Mephisto storyline or something like that. It gets promised to like so many more characters knowing that she's going to have her own show. Like who else can they include at this point?
Everyone, but, man. Cause that is a Disney Plus. Listen, they're going to need to, especially if they lose this lawsuit that they have against all the comic book writers, they're going to need to reach deep. They're going to be like, all right, well, who else we got? We can't use fucking Iron Man anymore.
Yeah.
Let's see. Guys, we've got some Randy Pitchford news. Kevin's best friend.
Kevin's mine, best. You're the one who gets take selfie with him. I'm just trip over his case.
Right, but he remembered you because you were like, oh, you just damaged my fucking $5,000 suitcase. Thank you.
Magic box. My box, the suitcase that I carry around that just has magic tricks in it.
And he never even uses it. He brings it everywhere just in case he needs to
just
put on
a show.
Just in case.
You never know. You never know.
You never fucking know.
Magical emergency might break out.
He's like the fucking, he reminds me of Job.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, dude, that's exactly who he is.
Illusion.
Yeah. Tricks are what whores do for money, Michael. Bees. Have you gotten there yet? I'm sure you have. Beads.
Yeah.
Beads. It's so fucking funny.
Oh my god.
It's so funny that we shit talk him so much, but like we love their Gearbox IDs and shit, but like, and it's not like, I mean, I guess he did have like all those allegations against him about of various abuse and stuff, but she denied, and then I don't remember what the outcome of any of that was, if it was all bullshit or not, but it was just one of those like, he's just such an awkward like dad. He's just the like absolute embodiment of just like dad cringe.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine the daily interactions with when he's walking through the office and I could just see him like going up to a random person who's coding and being like, hey man, what are you working on? Oh, that's a dope thing. And then he goes to shake the hand But instead of shaking the hand, as soon as he gets to the hand, a deck of cards springs out from his fingers, and he's like, pick a card. Like,
Randy, I do not have time for this today. I've got to get this deadline on this Tiny Tina's like new deal, like video game, man. Like, I just don't have time for
this. You know what? Let's make time. Get everyone in here. Get everyone from this department in here right now. I need to, you know, we need to lighten the mood. How long you guys been working? 12 hours, Randy. Okay.
Yeah, the game comes out in like March, but we've got to get to work on this.
Everyone in here, right? You know what? Forget it. Let's call a company-wide meeting. I need to show you this new trick. Grab some snacks from the snack bar. Get some milk and cookies. Whatever you need, it's on me. We need
just
to
head over
this
to Nerdvana.
And the funny thing is, he gets together all hundreds of employees, and it's a fucking card trick that lasts 2 minutes. Like, it literally is a pick the most basic fucking card trick that you've ever seen. And he interrupted the entire company for 2 hours to get everyone together.
I love how you Michael Scotted him Gearbox.
Because it has to be that way. Like, I just... He's just got such awkward dad energy. And like, not just, it's like awkward divorce dad energy too.
Oh no.
Yeah, he's like trying to impress the son, and the son just is not having it.
Yeah.
And I am 100% convinced that his son trolled him that time that we went to the launch party for that one game that doesn't matter anymore. What's the one that Kevin loved?
Oh yeah, man, my son fucking loves this band. They are so good. Like, I've just been bopping to their music all week, and I'm so excited that they're here. Here they are, Steam Powered Giraffe. The fuck? How old is your child? 6? Jesus Christ!
And his son is just sitting off to the side, being like, fuck yeah, this idiot.
Fuck you, Dad.
Yeah, I fucking trolled you.
Huff these nuts, Dad.
That band was so bad.
Dude, they show up on my For You page sometimes on TikTok, like, because I guess I have a TikTok now. And so they just show, and I never watch their videos and I never like their videos. I'm just like, but go away, y'all. Still, you weirdos.
Well, at least we had open bar. Yeah, it's pretty good street tacos too. I remember that.
Cuckin' Kevin, man, bought the game 8 times over.
Only 4. There was only so many consoles it was released.
He goes, well, they gave me a free ticket to this, man. I feel like I owe it to them.
Oh, I owe them. Like, they don't give a shit.
He paid more for those fucking games than any concert he's ever been to in his life.
Yeah. No. I went to see Iron Maiden. That broke the bank. But Deltron was awesome. That was cool to see that.
That was cool.
For the people who survived through the fucking giraffes, yeah. Half the crowd died. I mean,
like, only 5 people were watching them.
God, that was the most empty. That's where they should have had the Borderlands 3 launch party. Because that place was fucking huge compared to where they did have it. Yeah, Bomb Factory.
That's a cool venue.
I mean...
The
other place would have been huge too had they not filled it with many just randos.
Anyone?
We went to a friends and family launch, and we went to like a public, like, mm-hmm. We've had so much success with our other launch parties. We're gonna make this one our biggest one yet, and like, you, the fans, can come too. Just get sign up here to get a pass. So it's just a bunch of people. Yeah, it was way more people. Too many more people.
I have been through it all now because my buddy works up at Gearbox, so he invites me to all the launch parties. So I've been going to the launch party since Borderlands 2. So Borderlands 2 was at a fucking museum, and it was so low key, and it was everyone dressed up really nice, and it was only staff and like your plus ones or whatnot. So it was like, It was pretty awesome. It was cool. I mean, and then we did the and at that one they accidentally had the DLC for number 2 playing on a unit that you can try out, and they were like, "Oop, that's a bad idea. What do we do here?" So that the unannounced DLC that was never made, that we don't make DLC until you know, after the game ships. No, it was fucking made with it. And then I went to, I took you guys to the Battleborn launch party, which we saw friends and family. And then we did the Borderlands 3 launch party, which was absolute mayhem because the general public was invited to it, and it was fucking bonkers.
I seriously thought you guys were just trying to play it down for me, because you guys were, you really, like, you rubbed it in my face. You're like, we're going, sorry, you can't be there, bud. And they're like, we're waiting in line. Then 2 hours later, we're still waiting in line.
So
and that whole thing was a mess because we were with the friends and family side. That's what our tickets were. Our tickets weren't general public, and general public got let in first before the staff.
Yeah.
Before the staff and friends and family tickets, the people who fucking worked on the game, you know, were in line with people who were like, yeah, man, I work here. Like, why the fuck am I still in line?
He's like, I helped build this shit. Why am I? This is 2 hours of us being in line.
Yeah.
So, I guess the news from this is that, and all the headlines.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about, Randy.
Randy. Thanks, guys. Thanks for getting back to me. You guys want to see a magic trick?
No.
I'm gonna leave the company.
Oh, no.
And now I'm back. So, Randy got a taste of Hollywood, and he's gone full Hollywood.
Seriously.
Fucking shit, man. So he, all the headlines are talking it up, and all the headlines, it pissed me off so much because I was like, Randy Pitchford leaves Gearbox Software. And I'm like, all right, guys, really? That's the clickbait we're going with? He still runs fucking two parts of the company. He's still the CEO and he's still the president, but he stepped down as the president of software. So he's not running probably the day-to-day as far as, like, software decisions and all that shit goes, but he's still, like, doing his job.
Yeah.
So the only thing now is that he's creating Gearbox, like, fucking media or some shit, like a new arm, and he's going to be running that because, obviously, they made the movie, and he's like, oh, shit, we could be doing a ton of stuff with our projects. So he's probably going to partner with Netflix or someone else and start a series and all that, which
this Borderlands movie better be fucking good.
Right.
Like, one, it better be fucking good to begin with, but, like, that's a bold move, Cotton.
To start a media arm of your company who before already makes
the movies released.
Right. And who already is successful and does media and, like, does a 30-hour movie. Now you're being like, all right, we're just going to do live action shit before the movie's released, before reviews and stuff. But, yeah.
Yep.
Hey guys, I'd appreciate if you don't talk about me like that. I'm still here.
Oh, no. Let's get your selfie, Jer.
Sorry, Randy. It's all right.
You want to see a magic trick though, for real?
Hey, you guys want to see me disappear?
Oh, no.
And he's gone. That's good, Randy.
Thanks.
All right. That's going to be your news for this week. We'll end it there. Tomorrow we got Thirsty Thursday. We're going to be talking about Ted Lasso spoilers. No planes, who did it there? Or maybe there is. But stay tuned for that. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.